from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to Fearfully and Wonderfully Me, a podcast for women on leadership and life skills with Rhea Story. Rhea shares powerful life and leadership principles, helping you maximize your potential and become the woman God created you to be.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast episode. I am so excited about today's podcast episode because I have a special guest with me today and a friend as well. Her name is Tanya Telesco. She is an international speaker, an author, and human behavior expert dedicated to helping women awaken to the power and purposes of God in their lives. Tanya graduated from Charis Bible College, and she's a member of the teaching faculty for the Global John Maxwell Leadership Team, as well as a DISC certified trainer. She's recognized for her expertise in self-leadership and relationship building for over 20 years. She loves staying fit, creating unforgettable memories with family, and also is a background extra in the Chosen series. Tanya and her husband, Tom, consider the world their office, but they call Keller, Texas, home. And Tanya, I am so glad to have you here today. Welcome.
Thank you, Rhea. It's an honor to be here. Such an honor.
Oh, I'm excited just to catch up with you for one, because I don't think we've had a real conversation since you came out with Walking with My King. And I want to dig into the details of all that, but I want to tell you when I got the box, because you sent me one very, very generously. And I was like, what is this? I didn't order anything. And I opened it up and it was just so beautiful. And it just... to me, it just resonated with who you are. And I love that. So tell us about that, a little more about you, what you got going on, and talk about Walking with My King.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a big story.
I love big stories. Where do I even start?
But so I'm just so glad to have this time with you. You know, kind of going back a little bit, Rhea, it was when I even hate to have to talk about the era of COVID and when the quarantine happened, but actually that's where everything was birthed. And, you know, when that happened and as you and Mac and Tom and I, everything pretty much shut down, you know, all the engagements and the training and the live events came to a halt. And, in those few days, it was just like, you know, after a couple of days of that and hearing the news in the media, and I think it just kind of pulled back the curtains for me in a way that wasn't so positive of how the world, the church, and even believers themselves were just so traumatized and, you know, just were controlled by so much of the fear and everything that was going on. And it was in those days, I remember Tom and I looked at ourselves and were like, okay, we can't continue on like this. But what we saw was an opportunity, and we just made a decision that, you know what, we're just going to turn off the media. We're going to shut down. We're going to get with the Lord and say, you know what would you have us do in this time? And that's what we did. Mm. And so it was during that time that he kind of began to pivot. I know a lot of ministries and a lot of folks in the marketplace began to pivot into, you know, doing online digital courses and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. That would be something great to put my hands to. And Rhea, I kid you not, I worked on this amazing digital course for women for about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And the longer I worked on it, the more that my peace, the more that everything inside of me was like, this is not the direction that you're to go in. Mm. And I just stopped and I'm like, Lord, what's going on? He said, I never asked you to do that. I really want you to get women off technology and back in my presence with pen and paper.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, so nobody will ever see that digital course. But I tell you what, he's so faithful. And within about 3 or 4 days, he just downloaded me the framework that would be the Walking with My King collection. And so that was pretty miraculous in itself. And so that's where that journey began. That was like 3 to 4 days, but it actually took about 2.5 years to finally get it to completion, but worth every minute of it.
Wow, that is awesome. So, you know, as I open up the box, I mean, you've got some really cool, a collection. I think that's how you put it, is it's a collection. And I love the cards, the big cards that are really talking about identity and significance and clarity of purpose and vision and dreams. And then you got the little cards, which are so totally like I could stick one in my purse as I go throughout the day. And then the journal, which I fell in love with because much like you, obviously, I love the concept of a intentional morning and talk about that because that just resonated with me. And I think so many people who benefit from intentionality starting that day. Oh,
absolutely. And you know, that was the game changer in my life. It was like, I knew the Lord at a young age and I knew that he had a great plan in my life, but there were so many areas I didn't know how to connect the dots. And I think for so many women, even it's not that they don't lack a desire or a dream to know God better, but they lack a plan. Mm. And so I just wanted to create something so impactful that if they would stay with the process, Rhea, that their walk with God would never be the same. And so I took the principles that changed the course of my life and just wove it all into one framework. And so that includes, it includes biblical meditation. Mm-hmm. It includes gratitude. And it also includes affirmations, speaking positive spoken word and life over yourself. So, and these are all, they're all biblical. They're all scriptural based, but what I love about it is that it's fun, it's enjoyable. And just like you said, it's so intentional. You know, you've often said, I know I've often said too, that there are a lot of things in our life that we can eliminate, that we can delegate and automate, but that time with the in his presence and being in the presence of the Lord isn't something that we can walk away from and think that, you know, that life isn't going to change or get better. So the principles that are the foundational principles. There are 10 themes in it. So the 10 themes that you see, so going back a little bit, so it's all three pieces. So there's 10 themes. So say for instance, that there's clarity of purpose, there's identity and significance, there's courage, there's peace, there's relationships, there's abundance and wealth, there's vibrant health and wholeness. So it's like what you do is you just take one area that you want to focus on, that you want to say, you know what, Lord, I see this gap in my life between what your promises say and what I'm experiencing. And I want to this become a reality for me. So say maybe it's just peace, you know, maybe there's turmoil on the inside and it's been a long time that you've really encountered his peace that passes all understanding. There's a scripture for that. So you'll go in the scripture deck, you'll take one scripture card and you'll put that, and there's a scripture card holder, and then you'll take the affirmation sheet that you said, the big one that matches it. And then that's the process that you walk through in the journal. And I'll tell women, and then there's a daily, there's a small morning routine, and there's a short evening routine. And so that is, and oh, Rhea, the testimonies of the women that are just doing these simple steps because they've created a space for him. It's just been amazing. So that's how simple it is. There's 70 scripture cards. And then the neat thing about the journal that you were talking about is in the beginning of it, it gives you a step-by-step. It tells you what you're doing, why you're doing it, and then a simple example. So that is it in a little bit of a nutshell.
I love that. Tanya, one of the things you touched on, and I think that I hear so many of the women and men, but mostly more, I talk to more women anyway.
Me too.
That are like, you know what? Relationships. That is where I hear over and over with. Mm-hmm. I've either got toxic relationships or I don't have the relationship with a significant other, but yet I know God has promised that. Mm-hmm. And there's a disconnect between I know what's there and possible and what he has for me, but it's not in my reality yet. Can you speak to that? Cause I just know there's so much of a pain point for so many.
Oh yes. And it's so true. And it truly is women of all ages. And I know, you know, Tom and I, we didn't meet till I was in my 40s. And so this was truly just a testimony that I share often because it's so near and dear to my heart. And, you know, specifically a spouse, yes, but also, you know, we become what we're around. And so that law of association is big. You know, when I talk about, I know a lot of women, all ages, Rhea, that are still single and they're just so hungering to have a relationship. And I'm just like, first of all, I remind them that you can trust the Lord with the second biggest decision of your entire life. Because who you marry trumps everything next to knowing the Lord and having a relationship with Him. It's going to touch everything. And I know that one of the biggest things for me when I was single for so many years was that I needed to focus on who I was called to become. Because we don't attract in life who we want. We attract who we are. And I have relatives that, bless their hearts, they'll repeat those same cycles over and over again because they're people pickers off, right? So the man picker is off. And so I'm like, oh, you know, let's just focus on what the Lord wants to do in your heart and know that you are a much loved daughter of the King and let Him love on you and make you whole. And then, you know, maybe walk into that area. But until there's some of those broken things that He restores, are we going to keep repeating history over and over again? You know, and it's really the same thing in the relationships of, I know the more that I grow, Rhea, and I'm sure you've experienced this too, is that the more I actually repel a certain people and then I attract a different kind of people. And that's been a huge part of letting some old relationships grow and then being around some people that really call me up into who I am, you know. So it is a big one.
It is. That's so powerful what you just said, is that I have to step into myself and because until I do that, then if I'm looking to someone here on earth to complete me,
yes,
but I'm not whole within myself, it's never going to be a successful relationship.
Right.
And nobody else can make us happy. Nobody else can give us self-worth. Mm-hmm. Nobody else can help us create our identity. And yet it's, you know, we don't talk about that a lot in our culture. I just got done speaking to a group of young women and we were talking about how sometimes those little doubts of self-worth get planted in our head intentionally or intentionally through media or songs and we start comparing our worth, you know, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
So I love what you just said there because it's one thing that impressed me is you touched on it. You said I was single for so many years. And I think that we find ourselves getting impatient. Speak to that if you would, because I know there are people who are like, I'm in the waiting point, but I'm losing patience or I'm losing hope and I'm getting frustrated with that. Was that something that was a challenge?
You know, I think there was a couple of seasons, of course, because I went long. Most women were like, well, Tanya, I don't want to wait till I'm 15 to get married. And you know what? I really believe then get on the fast track, get on the fast track of finding who you are. But, you know, the truth is the longer I went, Rhea, I knew more women who were unhappy and married than I did women who were, you know, I was happier single than most of the women I knew who were married. And I was like, when I came to that point that I realized that, my goodness, me and Jesus are truly enough. There was a season, it was funny. I remember the day it happened. I was walking into 24 Hour Fitness, the gym where I was at, and the Holy Spirit just spoke to my heart and just said, you know what? I just don't want you to date for the next year. Mm-hmm. I want you to solely focus on me. And I'm like, well, why in the world are you telling me that? Because I haven't dated in years. I'm like, what's the big deal here? But I knew there was a call of deep to deep there. Mm. And the interesting thing was, to be fully transparent, there was a guy that came back into my life a couple of months later after that, that I had known from the past. Mm. It was actually through social media. He had just kind of sought me out. He was a worship minister and everything kind of looking on the outside. But I knew I had made a covenant with the Lord, and I knew that I couldn't even entertain that because I was committed. I'm like, okay, mm. Lord, I see one of the reasons why you, and then that kind of surfaced later. But, and so it was that next 12 months. Well, about 10 months into that, I just began to pursue his vision for my life. I began to pursue, what would my life look like using my gifts and my calling? What does my purpose-filled life look like? And I began to pursue it. And for the first time, I can just say in my history, did I ever feel so whole? I was like, I don't have to have someone complete me, because he does. And it was in the last months of that I met Tom at a seminar where he was working, and we just struck up a friendship that later led into everything that God had for me. And so when I see women, you know, that are striving to make it happen, or this is just my opinion, or pursuing dating apps and all that stuff, I'm like, just take your hands off and surrender, because he's got you. I mean, there's a million and one ways the Lord can bring the right man in your life. But I think the best way is to be busy about your Father's business, doing what he made you to do. So yes, we could go on that one for a really long time.
Well, I love that, because yeah, I mean, I think so much of the time we get caught up and trying and not having the patience and not living our purpose. And then, yeah, we try to shortcut, and that never works. That never helps us. There's no shortcut worth taking when it comes this sort of thing. So,
you know, Rhea, I think for so many women, especially, and this can be men too, but I see it every day. I see more women who are overwhelmed so often because they're underpurposed. They're getting just caught up in all these distractions and things that overwhelm them instead of living above it all. And I mean, that can happen in a man or a woman's life. And I know, you know, for years when I was younger, and being brought up in a Christian home, it was like, I knew God had a call in my life. I knew that he loved me, but I just had such a challenge connecting those dots of how do I have all this in here, but how do I answer those two most important questions that need to be answered? And that is, number one, who am I? And number two, what am I here for? See, I think those are the two that we should go after with everything that we've got. That's going to change the course of your life.
Amen.
Yeah.
That is so, I mean, yeah, it's, and that really determines the course, because if I'm living by that, other decisions become so much easier, because that's the guiding principle.
And yes. So
when you are focused, then it's easier to avoid those distractions.
Yes.
That can derail us in so many ways. Mm-hmm. You know, I love that so much wisdom in that. And, you know, one of the cool things is, number one, Mac and I are just, you know, privileged to call you and Tom friends. And I love you too, but I also love the fact that you do a lot of teaching and ministry with your mom.
Which
is kind of cool. Talk about that just a little bit.
It is neat. You know, I don't think until I was, honestly, in my 40s, did I really recognize the treasure that I had in my parents. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people have parents that went to church and things like that, or come out of rough homes and all that, but I didn't realize, Rhea, just how good I had it. But when my parents came to the Lord when I was about five, they didn't just dip their toes in the water. I mean, they just jumped into the deep with everything, which they look back and they go, I can't believe we did that. But you know what? That they experienced the supernatural because they didn't have all these religious limitations and junk they had to unlearn. And so they both went off to Bible college and later started a church. Mom is very pioneering. Her personality, we won't go into all that, excuse me, but she is a very much of a pioneering soul. And she was Miss Rodeo Fort Worth and competed when she started young. She got her pilot license. She became a minister. She was a midwife for 20 years. Just has done all kinds of, then she picked up the love of her life. The Lord brought, after she laid down midwifery at the age of 60, she started competing with horses again.
Oh, wow.
And started a cowboy church and won like 60 belt buckles, 5 saddles. So I just have lived with this. And so we've done some ministry on the side together in the past. And about 4 years ago, we just saw that, wow, we just have something to bring to women that a lot of women don't have. That I think the Lord is doing a generational thing upon the earth of restoring families and wanting, because that's what the enemy's after. He's after to tear the families apart because that's the core of who we all are. And so we did a couple of things together. And then this last year we thought, you know what, we needed to take it official. And so we have just built, it's called By His Word Ministries, and we've done about 3 conferences and a couple of retreats. And I tell you what, I'm learning from her. And so how awesome it is to be mentored by the woman that raises you. So that's been really, really special. And that's then cool. We started a women's Bible study here at the house about 5 months ago. That's just really growing. So that's
cute. Oh, I love that. So tell us a little bit more about where can they, if they're interested, if people are interested, where can they find the Walking with My King collection? Talk about that, because I know that there are some people that are, I mean, it really is, classy is the word that comes to mind. Like when I open this journal and these cards, like I just feel like it's a reflection of what I would want my relationship with God to look like. Does that make sense? It feels authentic and classy and like, yes, this is my king. I mean, really, in terms of that, when I think of that, this should feel respectful and classy.
Elegant.
Yes.
You know, Rhea, and I think that's one of the core parts of my message, and my mom and I, when we come together, our message is called The Ways of Royalty. Because as children of the King and daughters of the King, a lot of women don't know what that looks like, what that feels like, and a life that is supposed to radiate who we really are in Him. And so when I was putting this together, it was like He ministered to me to go all out. Because He goes all out for His daughters. And, you know, when we're talking about that key about answering the question, who am I, is, you know, any area that we're lacking in our life, or prayers that go unanswered, usually the core of that is not understanding the love of the Father for you, not understanding that we are royalty and that He has paid a price for everything that you need in your life. And so that's what this product is about. You can find it at walkingwithmyking.com and it comes as a package together. Women can, I've also had a lot of women that have purchased the scripture card deck as a gift, which has been kind of neat. And then they reorder the journals. So walkingwithmyking.com is where they can research that out.
I love what you just said, is that a lot of times we don't look like we don't realize what it would look like to radiate that from our life. And I love that because it's so true. I mean, we're all busy, right? We're busy with work and the house and the groceries and the kids and whatever the day-to-day life looks like. And it's easy to let it slip that our life is a reflection of our core values.
Yes.
And, you know, I talk about it on specifically the name of the podcast, right, is Fearfully and Wonderfully Me, because I think so many women have lost touch with God created me fearfully and wonderfully. And that means awesome and beautiful. Mm-hmm. But until I identify it as that, then I'm not going to have the self-care and the self-discipline, the self-respect. And that is affecting my circumstances, because how I feel about myself affects how I interact with people at home and at work. And until I go down and work on me, I think you even said it, I've got to grow myself, because then I attract different and better things into my life when I focus on my growth. And that is so powerful. So powerful.
Yes. And one of the biggest, you know, one of the biggest areas I encourage women to grow in is the area of gratitude. Because when you have a grateful heart, that's the attraction to bring more of that into your life. And so in that journal every day, you're writing out what you're grateful for. And that's been a huge, I've had a gratitude journal. I have stacks of them for over 20 years. And it could be something as small as a butterfly in the backyard or healing in my body, whatever it is. But that's a huge thing that people, I see as missing in a lot of people's lives, instead of being a victim, that to live a life of gratitude.
Well, it's hard to be bitter when you're focusing on being grateful, right?
I mean, yes.
And it's perspective. It doesn't mean we don't have problems still, or that we can just ignore them. It doesn't make them go away, but you know, it's realizing, and even if it's just the little warm, fuzzy socks in the morning, or just the little things that help us shift our perspective and say, you know what, I can focus on the problems, or I can focus on the joys, but what I focus on is going to expand and enlarge.
That's right, Rhea. Oh, it was a couple of weeks ago, I was sharing with the women, I had read a study that the average person has anywhere from 50 to like 80,000 thoughts a day.
Oh my goodness.
50 to 80,000 thoughts a day. And 80% of those thoughts are either negative or repetitive, having the same thoughts over and over again. And I was blown away. I'm like, that's a lot of negative, repetitive thinking.
Yes.
So we have to rewrite on our heart. We have to do what we can do to get truth and love and to be able to walk in those things. We have to be very intentional.
Yes. Oh, that's a lot of thoughts. That just kind of blew me away. And then I'm like, how many of those do I dedicate to supper?
Yeah, me too.
Like, okay.
What am I going to wear?
Right. Maybe I should be redirecting some of those thoughts to a more constructive path. Tanya, it is a joy to talk to you, and we could chat all day on some of these issues, because you have just such a wealth of experience and a piece that I think so many of us are hungry for. And so I love that you've come up with this as a way for us to get more of that in our life, because nobody ever says I've got too much peace and joy in my life.
That's right.
We all want more. How can people get in touch with you, connect with you, you know, leave us with some details so that we, anyone who's interested, I know you gave us the website walkingwithmyking.com, but how can people connect with you if they want to bring you in to speak at their event, or, you know, all of that good stuff?
Absolutely. So you can reach me, email. I freely give that out. Is that TanyaTelesco.com. You can connect with me at Facebook. I think it's Tanya Spence Telesco on Facebook and Instagram. Also, Rhea, I do have a free giveaway on TanyaTelesco.com. So anyone is welcome to download that. There's also a place on TanyaTelesco.com that you can contact me through that or email. And also the Walking with My King. So not to be confusing, but you can find me on both of those websites too.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that so much. And Tanya, just thank you for your time and your insight. I can't wait to just share this podcast out. And there again, I feel like you really have stepped into your purpose and calling. And I think that that opens doors, right? When we really step yes. fully into that and become who God created us to be. So I That's love that. Right.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I can't wait. We will just have to continue this discussion as you get further into it. I can't wait to see what the next chapter holds for you someday.
Thank you.
Start increasing your influence and maximizing your potential with Rhea's audiobooks. Available at audible.com, amazon.com, and iBooks. Please visit rheastory.com to learn about Rhea's books, resources, speaking, and training programs. Thanks for listening.